folks, welcome to episode 18. Are we in 18, Chris? Is that right?
I believe we are.
Wow, 18. Time goes by pretty fast. We are here with all the news that is news all around the hip-hopping area of Lake Livingston, all the way out to Tyler County and over into the Davy Crockett National Forest and Crockett. We're going to try to stick to just the facts, ma'am, this time, but we're going to go with style challenges. And Chris Edwards at the Tyler County Booster, you're going to deliver your news as a, what did we decide for you, slam?
I am a slam poet, and for this broadcast, I am known as MC Storytime.
MC Storytime. Give us the Tyler County news, dude.
And here's what's going on in Tyler County. I call this piece Woodville Goings On. Parade next Monday to honor MLK, because civil rights and equality is more than merely okay. This is happening in the Ville, a parade that'll be straight up ill. So come on out at 10 a.m. the city park to honor a legacy centered heavily on empathy and the supremacy of humanity. Also in Woodville, some say horses in the street are a nuisance, so a committee formed to fight this imprudence. They penned up an ordinance, but last month, some said the city council would encounter turbulence and needed pursuance that was more fitting to their fair city. At the same shindig, a couple property owners of the investment persuasion took upon themselves at the occasion to share how they thought it was rash, how the city increased its rates for trash. Trash is trash, one of them said, in essence, and that it's highly unpleasant how he's being charged double market price for dumpster pickup twice at his apartment complex. It's a big vortex of gouging, he said, and it fills him with dread. To be paying much more for this service probably makes him want to resort to curses. And in other news of a more national reaching consequence, but
as national
from
as
the office of our congressman.
Oh, okay.
I call this one.
What is he drilling for?
He is drilling against a gun control bill. And I call this one, well, it has no title, but why not call it Drilling Against Gun Control? Our congressman took a stand against a bill he calls a farce. Seems that he'd parsed and found something not so rosy. A bill put forth by Speaker Pelosi. Gun control, they say, is the way to infringe, take an inch, milk it for 70 miles on the Second Amendment. And worth a mention are statistics which they prove misleading. Politicians, they said, have been weeping about the gun control, gun show loophole for years, stoking fears. But with information sans correlation, they say nothing for any real persuasion. The bill wants to use current background checks and take steps to prevent prohibited individuals from obtaining firearms. That's the principle. But Dr. Babin and others say that it's a way to prevent lawful gun ownership via bureaucratic malarkey within.
Hey.
Jazz claps.
Oh, yeah, jazz snaps.
And I've okay. got one more, but we can do that one later.
So I have trashy questions. What are they trying to do to garbage bills over there?
Well, what they're trying to do to garbage bills, it's rather ill, is a couple of property owners who came before the city council Monday night and spoke during the public forum portion of the meeting were concerned that the rate increase that took place recently, as investment property owners, they're charging more than double the market price. And one of them's contention is that they could go with another sanitation waste management firm. Mm-hmm. That actually charges market price, but the city won't allow it. They can't, as commercial property owners, have the outside contractor, and they just, you know, basically brought it up, their concerns and the fact they're being overcharged for garbage and want the city to do something about it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a trashy situation.
Oh, man. So let's go across the lake to Jason Klopik, Trinity County editor extraordinaire, and you're going to be
Hemingway.
The Minimalist Hemingway News from Trinity County. Get it, Jason.
Centerville ISD is hosting its 6th annual Chili's Supper on Saturday. A scuffle at a mobile home park in Trinity led to 3 arrests. And we have photos of a show of thanks with Trinity Rehabilitation Health Center showing thanks to law enforcement in Trinity County.
So they brought some goodies for Law Dogs on Law Dog Appreciation Day. Is that
yes,
right?
They did.
Okay.
And the Trinity High School Tigerettes performed at halftime of a Sam Houston men's basketball game.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
Is that all that's going on in Trinity County? I mean, chili? And so if I need to get a chili fix, I need to head up to Little Centerville, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. 5:30.
5:30 Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay. And now we're going to shift over to Tim Martin.
Who has no idea how he's going to read the news.
Okay. Well, we'll just let you read the news. You're substituting for Mighty Megan Whitworth.
Yeah. I don't even know Mighty the news Megan. That I'm fixing to read. So that'll add to it.
Okay.
But I did find something really interesting we're going to get to in a minute. By the way, y'all's acts were great. I love them.
Gracias.
Dunkerton.
Gracias.
I loved them. Okay. Crockett, Houston County Courier, with a picture of Davy Crockett, who stayed there, what, a day? And got his name on the town in Crockett?
Yeah. And what about Sam?
Sam Houston.
Big General, Sam.
General President Sam Houston.
That's right.
Great Texas hero. All right. In Crockett, the council approves a tax abatement for one future business. It's the headline, and then it says that they're drafting a letter of intent for two businesses who executives are planning or considering local operations. So it sounds like the Crockett City Council is busy trying to grow. Mm-hmm. They're in the town, fill up the parking spots around the roundabout, around town.
Yep, and out there on the loop, too.
And out there on the loop, which is busy out on the loop.
Yeah, it is.
Anyone who hasn't ever been to Crockett, you should go and drive and look at all the old houses. Mm-hmm. In town. I don't know what it looks like at Christmas, but the rest of the year is pretty great. Grapeland got a new police chief. Chief Tyler Moore was upgraded from interim to permanent status in that position. Grapeland Mayor Ballas Daly, did I say that right? Said he was an excellent interim, so they gave him the job.
All right.
Congratulations to Chief Tyler Moore, which brings me to the next thing I saw on here. This is interesting.
I thought that would be the most exciting thing for you.
No. The other thing I'm going to get to in a minute is exciting, but I found another little tidbit exciting. This is interesting. In other business, Daly and the county, I'm reading directly from the paper. Daly and the council members heard from two Grapeland horse riders who challenged Section 8 of Ordinance 04001A, amended 10-9-18, which prohibits riding horses after dusk and before dawn on city streets.
So we've got horsey controversies brewing.
Two different controversies.
On both ends of our universe here.
So why would we in Texas have an ordinance against riding a horse?
I think it's mostly the dark thing. People, they're driving along and, half of us don't even like to turn on our headlights when we're driving at dark. So when you sneak up on a cow or a horse.
Well, I will make sure, Valerie, to figure out exactly when you drive at night and so as to not be on the same road with your not headlights on.
I have an old truck, so I have to manually.
Oh, you have to actually turn them on.
Yeah.
Anyway, they said they can't ride horses 30 minutes before dusk and before dawn. They want that repealed. I don't know who gets up that early, but apparently someone with a horse does. And
how early do you give your horse breakfast?
Well, feeding them breakfast and riding them are two different things.
That's true.
I mean, that's a completely different deal. My horses are at the neighbor's property, and their hay is on my property. And I've been told by Miss Patty Oakley, that owns that property and actually is the one that feeds the horses, that I probably can't ever have them back because she gets to watch about 8 horses run across her pasture every morning.
Okay.
When she's up before dusk.
Doesn't she normally get up before dusk? Or dawn?
She's probably an up before dawn sort of person. They're early risers. Oh, this right here, Daily Quipped. I was in the horse business when I was younger, and horses don't see that good at night.
Oh, there we go.
But I do ride horses at night, and they seem to do okay. If they're trained, they go where you tell them to go, whether they can see or not. So I don't know. They ride them in Houston all night long with those wagons.
Oh, yeah.
Around Houston and other cities.
Galveston.
I just thought that was interesting. I didn't know there was an ordinance like that in these towns. And
well, apparently.
I found it interesting. And Tyler also is having a, or
Woodville. Well, in Woodville. Well, a lot of cities have had to adopt ordinances because of, like what Valerie was saying, riders riding with the flow of traffic and or against the flow of traffic and not wearing reflectors or any kind of bright clothing or anything. There's been that issue, but also there's been a lot of business owners who've complained. Like in Woodville, I know one of the complaints that has been fielded a lot is people tying up their horse on the buggy stalls at Berkshire Brothers, which aren't hitching posts.
Oh, so you have to tiptoe through the tulips when you
Yes.
Well, Brookshire Brothers can afford to install a hitching post.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I'm pro horse, guys. I think if a person wants to ride their horse through town, we complain about global warming and the price of gas. Well, ride that horse.
Well, I agree. I'd rather ride a horse than have to pay $6 for a gallon of gas. But at the same time, enough people have been complaining. So they figure they better get something on the books or try to. And what happened was, in Woodville anyway, the last city council meeting of 2018, their city attorney had drafted an ordinance, but some of the council members said that it wasn't concise enough for the situations that were unique to Woodville because he had modeled it on other cities who had a similar ordinance. So they decided to launch a committee to really look into this and try to retool the ordinance to where it fit Woodville's situation better.
So people can ride more.
Well,
let's make a rule they have to wear reflectors.
Yeah. Trying to.
I do when I ride my bicycle.
Trying to make it the safest situation. But what was kind of add something kind of amusing to that is that I think some people who were at that city council meeting when it first came up were getting confused thinking that this was an ordinance forbidding anybody from having a horse in the city limits at all when it was just about riding horses on city street. And so they had to spend a good bit of time to clear that matter up there.
So what's left? We have one more. Disc golf at the park, which was mentioned a couple of episodes ago. Mm-hmm. They're getting disc golf, I guess, in Crockett at the park at Davy Crockett Memorial Park. A guy named Michael Billig apparently got hooked on the game in 1999. A friend of his said, come play, you'll love it. And apparently he was telling the truth.
Wow.
Because this guy, 20 years later now, is working with the Crockett City officials, and he set up a park in the Davy Crockett Memorial Park in Crockett so people can go play disc golf, which says right here, the sport was formalized in the 1970s and shares with ball golf, the other game we all know, ball golf. First time I've heard it called that. The object of getting the disc into the hole in the fewest amount of throws. So basically the same game, but with the golf, and the golf disc is thrown from a tee area to a target, which is the hole. So it's exactly golf, except you're throwing a frisbee. And I guess they have elevated baskets for this. So you're throwing it at that basket.
Yeah. Yes. I've seen a couple of other of those in Gonzales. They have the round ring things, and you have to get your frisbee, aka disc, through the ring.
Disc golf's a serious sport, too. I mean, there's a national league for it, and there are tournaments and everything. I've had friends who are really into that world, so it's fun, and it's also a good way to spend a lot of money on an expensive hobby, just like ball golf.
Yeah. the disc golf isn't going to be that expensive for the public. They're going to let them play,
right?
But they're asking for sponsors, so you folks out there in Crockett, the best thing we can have in any community is something for people to do outside.
Absolutely.
So you folks out there that have businesses and have a couple extra dollars in your pocket, some of you have to spend money anyway, so the tax man doesn't get it. Y'all, it's $300. You can get a $300 sponsorship, and that'll put your name on a basket. Then you get your name on a tee sign. They've got 16 sponsors. Says they've got 16 sponsored out of the 19 needed, so I guess they've got three to go. The phone number, everyone get a pen. The phone number to call is 512-565-5200. So somebody come up with that last three sponsor packages so that people can have something to do outside. That's what we need in this part of the country.
Yep.
That's right.
It's the best thing for us. Get outside, move around.
Especially if they're going to come take away our horses.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't ride a horse down. Mm-hmm. How are you going to ride your horse, play frisbee golf?
Yeah. Well, you know,
frisbee golf's during the day, so just don't get there too early.
Right.
But you got to leave early on the horse.
Yeah, it's true.
A lot of our communities, the horse is the second car for a lot of folks. And the way back machine over in Groveton, the county attorney, Joe Warner Bell's secretary, had a car that was undependable, but her horse was always raring to go. And you'd look out of the Groveton news office and there'd be a horse tied up at the courthouse.
Good times.
Yep.
It looks like the major news from...
Is that all? The Houston County headlines.
Houston County headlines, the major news right there.
Okay, great. Well, Jacob McAdams is under the weather.
It has been wetter lately.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But fortunately, we do have a few dozen copies of his newspaper. Robots are taking over San Jacinto County.
Cool. Say what?
Yeah.
Cool.
They had the Area 6 Robotics Competition on January the 12th at Cold Spring Oakhurst High School, and they had the timed competition where you have to program your robot to do a certain set of tasks. But
does it list the tasks that they have to do?
There are pictures of the robots right at the top of the page. So when you visit your convenience store in Shepherd, Cold Spring, or the greater San Jacinto County Metroplex, on your way to get a can of Skull, just look at the top of the page and you'll see some robot pictures. They won medals. Laura Everett of Cold Spring Oakhurst CISD is the team's coach, and they've been working on their robots since September.
That's cool. Isn't that cool that they build robots at school now?
Yeah. Well, they even do robots from time to time at the Livingston Library. Did you know about that?
I did not.
We'll have to take you over there and let you play robots. But
play robots. I can ride my horse.
You ride your horse over to
play
the library.
Robots on a day when it's too rainy to be outside playing frisbee golf.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Or you could get one of those robots and train it how to bring you a beer, you know, bring it home with you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Could that do that.
Robot butler.
A robot
butler.
But then I would get a RWI.
Roboting while horse.
Roboting while intoxicated.
Riding while intoxicated or roboting while intoxicated.
Yeah.
Darn. Can't win.
In other news in San Jacinto County, Julie Taft spoke at the San Jacinto County Women's League luncheon. Talked about her motivation for starting her tea room and Lucy's Grazing Green, Lucy's Tea Garden, and Lucy's Bites. So we'll have all that up online where you can see that or get a copy of the print edition. And lastly, over in San Jacinto County, can you believe it? They are not happy about their property taxes being high.
San Jacinto County?
Yeah.
They have a tougher time funding off of property tax than Polk County does or Tyler County or Houston County. Because they're really limited on property because such a huge part of San Jacinto County is national forest.
Yeah, by the time you etch out the lake and the national forest, they are the one county in our area that is countywide. They have a low to moderate income designation. And I know the county judge, Fritz Faulkner, is asking folks, if you had Harvey damage, they have some grant programs. So if you do occasionally use your phone for making phone calls, you can call Judge Faulkner's office and get in line to get some grants and things like that to get your house back in shape. Because I know they've had, probably of our area, they were the hardest hit by the hurricane. But anyway, yes. Terry Holcomb and company, they talked about trying to get some property tax relief. I know there's a big effort out there. Some people feel like they rent their property, but you know more about this than I do anyway, Tim. But when they appraise property, it's in tiers and like under 50 grand for your property or 50 to 100 and then over 250. Most of San Jacinto County is in those lower tiers.
You think so? But you have to remember that San Jacinto County has everything, you know, across from the dam.
Mm-hmm.
Once you pass the dam on the right-hand side of the road, those are all waterfront subdivisions.
Mm-hmm.
So even though in the rural sections, when mm-hmm. you get out away from the lake
mm-hmm.
and wrapped up close to national forest, you do have the poorer properties and mm-hmm. the smaller properties, but they have a lot of waterfront and
yeah, you've got
lake
Cape Royal and a lot of those
right
other.
Yeah, and Cape Royal, there's nothing in there going under $100,000 probably these days. I don't know all the other subdivisions, but there's quite a few wrapping all the way around. And then, what, back over to 190, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and out Oakhurst and Point Blank.
But they have a lot of national forest, and that kills them because they have to get all their taxes in such a small part.
The feds do give them some fees in lieu of taxes. But you also have to remember Texas does not have a income tax like 48 other states do.
And let's keep it that way. We can go without riding horses at night, but we can't go with a property tax.
Right. I expect the legislature
income tax, yeah.
Yeah, I expect the legislature will see some bills on raising our sales tax.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, they're talking about raising teacher salaries right now, so there's going to be some kind of trade-off, solution to.
But that's set at the school board level in town.
Well, there is a state minimum, but all our school districts are maxed out. They can't go up on their M&O taxes.
Well, they were mm-hmm. the high side
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, every school district in our area, whether you're in Tyler, Polk, San Jacinto, Trinity, they're all at their maximum M&O. And they can raise them if they go for voter approval, but Woodville saw last year, that doesn't happen very often.
No, you're not going to get voter approval.
For a tax increase. So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with.
Yeah, these counties all have, whether it's Polk County, Tyler County, all the counties in this region we're talking about, there's a huge disparity from top to bottom, and you may look at a place that's $50,000 and you think it probably needs to be condemned, but people mm-hmm. just don't have the money or the income to fix it up. And then right. a half mile down the road, there's $350,000 two-story
right.
monstrosity.
Because we don't do zoning here.
Exactly. Yeah,
so it's spread out, and we go from huge, there's just a huge disparity top to bottom. So the lower line, they get hurt on taxes.
Yeah. And when you talk about all of our kids coming out of school now, they have to compete pretty much globally
yes.
with everybody coming out of school everywhere else for a job. When you're looking at how much money does Cold Spring Oakhurst ISD generate off of property tax, and is that going to fund the same education that a kid in Frisco gets? Frisco, they got lots and lots of robots.
Or Highland Park, that's a real yeah. silk stocking kind
so
of district.
So is a kid that comes out of Shepherd ISD prepared to compete in the marketplace with that kid that's graduating from?
I think they can be.
They can be.
Where did you come out of school, Chris?
I graduated from Colma Snell.
Are you dumb?
And it's not even a matter of...
Hey, we have big chickens out there. Okay. Yeah.
And we're not talking about intellectual capacity, really. Yeah. It's, well, the Livingston board president, Ben R. Ogletree III.
Right.
We were talking about how unprepared we felt to go straight into a Division I college, because he went to Baylor. Ben is a couple years older than me. I have to point that out.
I'm sure he appreciates that, Valerie. Quite a bit.
But he went to Baylor. I went to UT. You walk out of the dorm onto that square, and there are more people on that city block than live in Polk County. And it's daunting. You know, I was a biology major. They said, okay, here you are in the chemistry lab. Set all your stuff up. And they hand me this box of stuff. And it's like, what the heck is this?
And that does happen. I have a little different view on that than most mm-hmm. people, okay? And I have three sisters and a mother who mm-hmm. teach. So I'm at least around education.
Well, I think it's come, yeah. And it's come a long way since the 80s.
We were talking about Louis L'Amour earlier, okay?
Right.
In my house, growing up as a kid, every day there was a Louis L'Amour book mm-hmm. or another book. Mm-hmm. I had a father who refused to pay people to do anything. Back then, he said, we've got books. Now mm-hmm. we have Google. Mm-hmm. But I was raised in a way that if you want to know how to do something, just go learn how to do it and quit not learning how to do it. And I think that in the households, we must not be pushing that on our children in the household. I mean, you grew up in a newspaper family, mm-hmm. Valerie. So even though you might have been like, wow, look at all these people, you grew up in a house where things were discussed constantly and there had to have been mm-hmm. learning and education going on. So I think we need to at home do it. I know some people don't. Now, I'll give you an example. I went to Fogo de Chao in Houston a few years ago mm-hmm. with a company I worked for, and I was working in Angleton down south of Houston. And we had a guy that worked with us, and he was country. He was country when country wasn't cool. Mm-hmm. And he had been down there in Angleton, and he stayed there. He had his little world, his little nest world. And we went to Fogo de Chao, which if you haven't ever been and eaten Brazilian barbecue at Fogo de Chao, you should go. It should cost about $60, but you can eat for 7 days if you want. Just keep eating. But he walked in, and they have a giant buffet that's almost mm-hmm. as big as this room.
Right.
With salmon, and, you know, it has everything on it. And he looks at it, and he looks at me, and he looks at it, and he says, Tim, I don't know what the hell half this stuff is.
Foreign food.
It was foreign food. But the point is, he had stayed in Angleton. Mm-hmm. And probably his parents had stayed in Angleton, and he probably kept his kids in Angleton. And that was what he knew. That was all he knew. So if we expand our children's horizons as parents mm-hmm. and we force them. Now, my poor kids, they have to listen to everything.
Yeah.
So they like to tell me to be quiet, Dad. However, if our parents will start expanding the kids' horizons, we won't have to rely on the schools to prepare them
yeah.
to go out. Because schools should be teaching them how to learn.
Right.
And then we should be learning them. Okay, that's what we should be doing
we
as parents.
We absolutely should, but I know I've been involved in Children's Haven for a long time. We have several hundred kids in Polk County who do not see an adult during the week because
we do. That's difficult.
Parents have to work shift work or whatever. Right. They might be working second shift at the prison or the night shift at the hospital. And once the kids are big enough to, you know, don't have to have an adult home with them, if they're 10, right. 11, 12 years old, a lot of times they go all week that, you know, the parent might be in the house sleeping or something. But it is rough. But yes, everybody should read with their kids. I read with my grandkids. Yes. And sometimes we're very creative on our reading material.
Read, teach, open that world.
I agree with everything you said, 110%, Tim. But the fact of the matter is, bring the gravity of the situation at hand. It's a monolith. What Valerie was saying is you've got a lot of households where if they do have two parents, they're both having to work these insane hours where the kids don't get that stimulation at home. And I was fortunate in that regard, too, to where I was raised mostly by my grandparents. And they were readers and were always big consumers of newspapers. and magazines and such. So there was a lot of that at home. And when I went to school, I mean, you learned more too, but it seems compared to, you know, it wasn't just teaching to a test or whatever. That's a whole other can of worms, but I agree. It has to start somewhere. And you know, travel as well. Travel is a great way to gain perspective outside of your backyard.
Even if you can't travel today, you don't have to be able to travel.
Right.
Because everybody has Google.
Mm-hmm. Or if you don't have Google, head over to the library and Google up the Yahoo over there.
There you go. They have
Google over there. So you can travel the whole world now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just go on Google Earth. I know where the cities lay in Iceland or Greenland, which is Greenland's the most icy one. The icy one's the least. Iceland's the least icy one. I know where the cities lay and how the airports lay in them because of Google Earth. And I've never been there. So you can travel anywhere you want now on Google.
But that's still, I mean, yeah, I agree with you on that. We have access to travel and all that, but it's still almost impossible to beat the firsthand experience of being there.
Right.
True. Oh, it is. It is impossible to beat that experience.
I mean, you can't taste how good those enchiladas taste at that little Mexican restaurant in Redoso unless you go there and try them for yourself. You know, you can see the reviews on Google but or Yelp, but nothing beats actually getting hold of those green chili enchiladas. And I'm not going to name the establishment because I'm not going to give them free advertising here, but yeah, great place.
Well, they're not going to hear us there, are they? Or maybe they will.
Maybe they will.
One of my favorites says.
Get on the plane and actually go to Scotland and taste and smell the haggis.
Yes.
And wear a kilt.
Smell
and
wear the haggis. Carry a shillelagh if you must.
In Scotland?
Wear a kilt while riding your horse after dark from playing frisbee golf.
Oh, my.
With the robots.
Yeah, if y'all see Tim riding down 59 in a skirt and a horse. So can I tell the Polk County news
now? With my robot on my back.
With your robot.
It's time for the Polk County news.
My frisbee strapped to my leg, ready for a quick draw.
You want to see my quick draw?
Y'all remember the bank robbery here in Livingston?
We do.
With the high-speed taxi getaway?
We do.
He got indicted by a federal grand jury this week.
Did he?
Yeah. So Thomas Holcomb, Detective Leon Middleton, sent me a little news flash, and the federal grand jury indicted him. It sounds like the feds are going to come pick him up and take him to a nice federal prison until his case comes up. So he's got federal and state cases.
Well, I have a question about that. And I haven't met him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but reading about that, does that goofball need to have millions spent on prison, or does he need to be taken somewhere and taught to read, maybe?
Well,
apparently he's not real bright.
Both oars aren't exactly in the water, but, you know, without name calling, but
he robbed a bank. We can name call.
He was in, the bank got robbed and he allegedly did it.
Right. Allegedly.
But his picture's on security video. He has been arrested a lot. It's not just the bank robbery.
Are they all dumb?
A lot of fighting. So I'm happy that he didn't hurt the nice ladies inside the bank.
Right. So he does have a violent streak.
He has a violent streak. He left his Facebook page open when he went to jail. And if you kind of scroll through some of his online stuff, he doesn't have transportation. He did mention that he could have bought a BMW by now with what he spent on meth. And there's a number of issues there. Because they did take him to a nice little hospital in Houston to see if he's competent. And he got released, but then he was out maybe as much as 24 hours before he got arrested for something else.
Speaking about BMWs, I could buy a BMW by now with all the money I spent on fast food over the years.
You could. I think all of us. Mm-hmm. I could probably have two.
And now you can go to the White House and get fast food.
That's right. And speaking of which, I wrote a rhyme about that.
Oh, we can save it. You have a hamburger rhyme?
I do have a hamburger rhyme. Y'all want to hear it?
Sure.
So for those unfamiliar, I mean, at this point, it's hard to get away from it with Twitter and whatnot. But yes, in lieu of the government shutdown, the president decided to serve a hamburger buffet to the championship Clemson football team. Or was it a hamburger buffet? The Twitter report called them hamburgers. And the number of hamburgers served varies on what day it was. The president said 300 the first day, and then second day on Twitter was 1,000. But in any case, as part of my slam poetry news wrap-up here, I wrote a rhyme about it. It's called, In the National Realm, a Report. In the National Realm, it's hamburgers. For them Clemson footballers, a perfect season requires a lot of time. Practice makes perfect and such. And sometimes you gotta eat on someone else's dime. After touchdowns, field goals, and sacks, the grand prize is a buffet of Big Macs. And there ain't much glory in college ball when compared to the fat cats standing tall. With their endorsements, model girlfriends, and blow. But don't fret if you ain't a pro, cause you're eating like a boss, complete with cafefe sauce.
Brilliant.
Oh, Clemson.
So you've sat here this whole time while we talk, just waiting for someone to reference a hamburger.
You know, it just
so
it
you could read that.
Just happened to just present itself beautifully, and Jason just happened to open that door.
I'm sorry, Clemson guy, Clemson football team. If you come to Livingston, we will take you to Shrimp Boat Manny's.
Yes,
so yes.
At least you can have a good meal.
I personally am not bothered by them having Big Macs.
Oh, I'm not either. It's just hilarious.
The staff is gone. They don't have cooks.
Right.
It's just so funny. And we got that beautiful photo of the president standing there surrounded by Big Macs. And the photo of Abraham Lincoln behind him just kind of.
We're a capitalistic society. Look at the marketing and the
exactly.
Plugs.
So why not give it
businesses.
To, you know.
We give it to Manny's here if they would come here.
Yeah. They have places like Manny's in Washington, D.C. or over in Virginia. And you could.
Yeah, it's just
I'm sure somebody would love to cater it and bring real food.
It's not as fun.
But they got hamburgers.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Having the national championship and winning and being the champ. We are the champions. So we're going to go up your cholesterol.
So I have a question.
Okay.
Who of us here played baseball as kids?
Me!
Everybody's
all
holding
four
me.
Of us. Okay. What was the coolest thing about playing baseball after the game?
The popsicles.
Popsicles. You got to go get a ice cream cone or a popsicle or a drink, right?
In our day, it was Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen. So it's purely American to win a baseball game or a football game or a ball game and go to the burger ice cream joint. I mean, we've all done it all our life. It's one of the most exciting, greatest memories of our lives. Would everyone rate it one of the most exciting memories of your life?
Yeah, those hamburgers mean a lot.
It's Americana. So
I have
so
two
really,
things.
I'm with it.
I have two things. Number one, they didn't walk off the field into the White House.
Right,
that we're talking about honoring a top-of-the-line accomplishment. Number two, they're not 12 or 14. They're 20-somethings.
Or six.
They probably know which fork to use.
Absolutely. And see, my commentary was, it's just the absurdity of it is just, I embrace the absurd.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm sure everybody has, we're
pushing, get on the national news.
I'm sure we've upset it, somebody,
we
but it's just,
Cove Feast
that's just
online.
Funny. You know? I mean, how can you, I mean, whether you love the president or can't say anything he does, that's just hilarious. I mean, you can't deny that. Hamburgers.
I just hope the Kansas City Chiefs don't get served hamburgers after they win the Super Bowl.
Are they going to win?
Yes, they are.
This might be their year. You never know. I mean, 1970 to 2019, that's quite a deficit of years.
We're due.
Okay, sports god, who's going to play in this Super Bowl?
My Chiefs. And
your Chiefs.
You won the Chiefs? Wow.
No, okay, I wish I owned the Chiefs. Okay. I've been a Chiefs fan since birth. Okay. So I've been waiting my whole life for this. They've got to beat New England. They got to beat the Patriots. Patriots.
Everybody hates
we're
gonna on
have
the Patriots.
Deflate gate again. Okay.
Unfortunately. But we actually have a quarterback that can throw deflated footballs too. But yes, they will play the New Orleans Saints.
You think the Saints will beat the Rams?
They did it once. They've got home field advantage.
They do. You know, no team has won an AFC or NFC championship game away since 2012.
I do.
So it's been, 7 years now? So
Chiefs and Saints looks
Chiefs
pretty good.
Chiefs and Saints have the advantage. History's on their side right now.
I hope the Saints lose. If anything, I don't want to hear...
Who dat?
Yes.
Well, when they say who dat after the Super Bowl, the team that lost to Kansas City.
That is an interesting.
You're very confident.
Yeah. Well,
it might be their year.
I'm sorry. I kind of checked out when, I got a FaceTime call from the grandkids and from Dallas, and it's like, Maddie, Cowboys broken.
You know, the Cowboys might be broken. This might not be their year. Okay, they lost. I get it. But it wasn't a one and done postseason. And plus, better, there's a silver lining. The Eagles lost. So there you have it.
No, that is not a silver lining because because Nick Foles is a great story. And if Nick Foles would have gone
so is to Dak the Prescott.
Super Bowl again, that would have been Nick Foles' story is greater. I mean, benched, set aside, then comes back and leads the team, and then comes back and leads the team. And the Cowboys have a huge problem, which they may not have more than maybe
other than
10
Jerry
years.
Jones.
Well, that is the problem.
Yeah.
But he's 77. I mean, the guy fired Jimmy Johnson.
That was the biggest mistake he ever made.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Greatest and coach while they were winning. History. Yeah, because he wanted to be the coach, and Jimmy said, no, I got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
and,
got it.
We were winning, and Jimmy was getting the credit for winning. And, you know, Jerry's just sitting there making bank, but he wanted to be the coach. So, and he's got Jason Garrett now who he can hold his little thumb on, and yeah. Jason says, yes, sir. But, I mean, you got to give it to Jason Garrett. He's got, what, 8 years now? And
something like that.
High millions of dollars a year.
If you're not playing politics. If you're not playing politics, you're being played by politics. Garrett knows how to play politics.
He knows how to play ball. He does. He's
Garrett
good at it.
Does have a good team, though, at his disposal. This will be the last. This won't be the last, I should say, that we've heard from this lineup. Definitely not the last we've heard from Dak Prescott. I mean, yeah. Okay, I'll give you this. Foles might have a more compelling story when considered, but Prescott, man, I mean,
well, he's a good quarterback. He's got a good story. I just like the Foles story.
Man, Prescott is
the
like
a comeback kid.
Okay. Well, meanwhile, back in Livingston.
Oh, we got you see what you did, Chris?
We got Michael Bolton Jack Sparrow.
I was trying
on you
to
there,
think
Valerie.
Of a good analogy there that wasn't sacrilegious, but anyway,
I'll just
go ahead.
Jump in and do the abrasive segue. So we're gonna at the end of the month, we're gonna honor a special tree. Aren't you excited?
I love trees. So actually, yeah.
Can we climb the tree?
Huh? Well,
it's a big loblolly, too.
It's the sixth largest loblolly in Texas. And you have number one over in Trinity County out there in Big Boggy. But over there on Sprott Street, in the 700 block of Sprott Street, we have one that is, like the rest of us, as we age, getting bigger around
so
and taller.
Richard Fultz, we will all be coming to hang out in your yard.
That's right. Richard may give us cookies and punch, too.
Nice.
Richard's going to make cookies and punch.
Well, that or
that will
Wolf,
be fun.
The Wolf guy that's over there? I can't remember who.
Jim Wolf, the radio. Jim,
yeah, is that who that is? Yeah. It's back in the back of Jim Wolf's house. So he's going to give us cookies.
I thought it was the one in Richard Fultz's front yard.
Maybe it is, but anyway.
Unless if Jim Wolf has that big house with the fence around it where he does the radio.
Yeah. No, it's not there.
And then the other one is over and it's in the front yard. I just know because I see the tree and I know it's in Richard Fultz's front yard.
In the picture we have J.D. Kugler, who's one of my favorite 95-year-old. I may even put him and Greb on a race, see who's the fastest. They're both 95. I told J.D. that I think he's been gently used.
Will we be betting on that?
Sure.
Can I see the picture?
Sure. There you go. You had the iPad earlier, too. So it's a big old tree. They do have to trim it because half part of it is in the power line right of way. So at the crown, it's kind of awkwardy. I have Bro 3, Benroyd, and Ogletree the 3rd working on the how many board feet's in that tree. Because actually, the reason we have that tree is Ben's granddad, also named Ben, paid the city $2 to keep him from chopping it down.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a big tree. We could all four put our arms together. It would take all four of us to go around it.
Yeah,
probably.
It's
and that is Richard Fultz's house.
Okay.
If he doesn't mind me announcing to everyone. Since he's making cookies, everyone go to Richard's house for cookies.
And shall we gather around the tree?
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to go do around the tree. We've got 3 seats coming up for election on the Livingston City Council. If you've always wanted to be a Livingston City Councilman, go over there and see Bill Wiggins and get an application packet and you can be on the ballot. Although a lot of times they don't drum up any extra candidates and they wind up just canceling the election and the 3 that apply. But the seats that are expiring is the ones Ray Luna, our favorite Dr. Handstand, Elgin Davis, and the 3rd one is, why is it my picture of city council members popping into view over here?
I don't know, Alan Cook, but he was recent.
Alan Cook, no, it's who sits on the other side of the dais.
I don't
there.
Know. I live out of the city, so I don't go.
You don't get to vote.
I don't get to vote on the city council, the city stuff, and I'm sure the city council is happy with my mouth that I don't live in the city, and I stay off of their business. But they're completely tickled pink about that.
I could probably read my story here. Clark Evans, Elgin Davis, and Ray Luna. That's why I was.
And those are all good dudes.
Yeah. Go give Cousin Clark a run for his money. He won't mind me saying that.
Somebody, she's not talking to me, y'all.
Anyway, so come out and help us play Ring Around the Rosie, Around the Tree. Onalaska ISD is also having an election. John Wayne Reynolds gave everybody an update on his search for a new superintendent. So they're rocking on along out in beautiful downtown Onalaska. What else is going on around
here?
Well,
the Republican Party is having their fundraiser February 8th.
Okay.
So you can
saw your talent posting on Facebook today about who was going to come do that.
Yeah, Cody Joe Tillman, great job, great singer, great guy. He's young guy. He's actually, I think, just graduated with a degree in political science and going on to get his master's, but he's also a musician.
Wow.
Very cool.
You can go to PCRPTX.com to buy your tickets.
Okay.
There's tables for, I know it's on, I think tables are 500 or 250, and I don't remember the number of seats, or you can get two tickets for $75.
Okay. Well, and then Children's Haven's about to have their Mardi Gras fundraiser, casino night fundraiser, something like that. So call Crystal Finnegan at Children's Haven. Get a table there, too.
And then Grace is coming up, too.
Grace?
The Grace Women's Center.
Oh, okay. They're having a benefit, too.
They're having a benefit, too. So it's a month of benefits in February.
Yeah.
So, which is a good time. You can't go outside and play frisbee golf or ride your horse in a kilt. So
it's too cold. That updraft, riding your horse in a kilt, is really killer. I don't know if y'all have ever experienced that. But
I haven't, but I can imagine, though, because it's like a biblical edict. You can't wear anything under the kilt. So, yeah.
I always wear something under my skirt.
Roddy Piper didn't.
He didn't?
I understand. But,
Roddy, wasn't that a shame when Roddy died?
Yes, it was.
It was a sad day.
Yeah.
All right, lots of activities. We're getting into relay season here just around the corner. So get your team ready. Celebrate. Remember, fight back. Jason's already called the Super Bowl, Kansas City.
And I have a very important message for the Patriots.
Oh, yeah?
What you gonna do when the Chiefs kingdom runs wild on you?
Okay, then.
I have a very important message for the Patriots. You suck.
Oh.
Attaboy.
Okay.
You're haters.
Yeah.
Nonsense. Kumbaya, I'm a Chiefs lover.
Mama. Oh, you're a Chiefs lover. Not necessarily.
Okay.
But I think Chris is a hater.
Well.
Nah, not Chris. All right, folks. Thanks for joining us. We've given you all the news from all around the area. Join us next week. We'll be talking about what's happened between now and then. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sayonara.